This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Second hour of the program here. The number is 603-283-6160. We're doing another special live edition of the show. Normally we're live 50 weeks out of the year, but 2 weeks out of the year we do pre-recorded shows from the Porcupine Freedom Festival and Forkfest. This is the week of Forkfest, where it's Forkfest only all week long, and Aria and the crew there needed a day off, so we're sitting in. It's Ian and
Bonnie.
Again, the phones are open here because we are live. Coming up, there's, you know, let's talk a little bit about New Hampshire. There's been some pretty big news out of the New Hampshire legislature. Normally, legislatures do bad things, but in this case, they've passed a budget that actually reduces spending and reduces the state budget.
It's funny because I saw, I don't know if it was a quote by somebody in the New Hampshire government, but they said it was the most extremely libertarian budget ever passed, which I thought was funny because it's still $13 billion.
Yeah, I'd say that's stretching it, but then again, it still is probably a true statement because most states make their governments bigger and make the budgets bigger over time. So New Hampshire actually went down this year. So we could talk a little bit more about that and how the free staters were involved, how they were not only involved, but a key role, a key linchpin in making this happen. And we'll explain that coming up here in just a moment. But first, we go to your phone calls and thoughts. We've got Clamoring calling from the North Country in New Hampshire. Clamoring, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey guys, how are you?
Hey, great. Welcome back to the show. We were hoping you were going to call in tonight. We mentioned in the first hour that our friend and co-host, and I believe your boyfriend, Nobody, has been put in solitary confinement inside the Merrimack County Spiritual Retreat, as some of us have called it, where he's being held, where I was held for 69 days. He's got to be well over 100. What is it? Have you been keeping track? I think it's at like 110 or something like that now. Do you know?
I have not been keeping track. It's like,
it's been at least 30 days. It's been more than 30 days since I got out, and it was 69 days when I got out. So it's definitely over 100 days that he's been in jail since the Crypto 6 arrests and raids that happened. He was
107. I just
thank
Googled
you.
It.
Okay, so nearly 100, over almost 110, 107 days that he's been behind bars. And for most of the time, he's been out in, you know, population. He's been able to play cards with people and, you know, sit out and kind of hang out with the other inmates in his cell block. But that all changed this week. What happened?
And so I don't know the difference between your solitary confinement and his, but there do seem to be some differences. And he's only been in SEG a couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened was another inmate attacked him. And true to Rich form, he did not fight back, but he did bear hug the guy and restrained him until the prison guard got there and broke it up.
And by the our friend Nobody is trained in martial arts, so like if he wanted to, he probably could have fought back, but he used a more less violent method of ending the conflict.
Of course. I mean, that's just his philosophy. Like, mm-hmm. he's not going to go after somebody.
Why was he attacked? I heard something about a broom. Do you know anything about the circumstances here?
I don't know the details on that, but it was something as trivial as, like, he didn't put the broom in the right place or something like that.
Wow. So another inmate was mad about that?
Yeah. So they, you know, the prison does not distinguish who is the aggressor and who is trying to do the right thing.
Right.
So they were both put in solitary confinement and segregation and SEG. And the last time I talked to Rich was yesterday, and he thought he was going to be in there for maybe 7 days, but he wasn't sure. He hadn't been told that information. And I think, and please correct me if I'm wrong, but unlike you, he doesn't have access to his library. So he's already, like, having a hard time mentally because he doesn't get books or anything.
So they put him in what they call, I think the terminology is punitive segregation.
Okay.
At least that's what it sounds like. So I was in an administrative segregation, meaning that I hadn't, quote-unquote, broken the rules. They were putting me there because I think they never actually came out and said this to me, but I suspect it was because I wouldn't wear a mask. I've got a medical exemption, and they didn't want me in with the rest of the prisoners because there's rules saying you have to wear a mask. But even though it broke the rules, it was for medical reasons. So they said, okay, well, we're just going to put you away from everybody else. You're administratively segregated. And even the time when they tried to put me into a cell block like nobody's cell block, I was like, I need to get out of here. I've already been threatened by a couple of people on the cell block. I don't want to be. I'm sure you don't want me parading around without a mask on. And they wouldn't even let me use the phone because they told me if I leave my little cubby hole in that cell block without a mask, that they'll write me up. And if they write you up, then you get put into punitive segregation. And I suspect that's what happened here. Like you said, they don't discern the participants in the fight. They just lock them both up into handcuffs, take them out of the cell block, and put them in the same segregation.
And how dumb is that? That the people that most Americans just, let take care of, reform of prison or, criminals, they can't even decide who was in the wrong and who needs to be psychologically tortured and who doesn't when there was a fight where one person didn't hurt the other person and just hugged them.
Well, didn't you say, Bonnie, that there's going to be some sort of a hearing in the prison over this? Do you know anything about that, clamoring?
I called Rich's lawyer today, and I tried to get a little more information, but... So basically, Rich asked me to call his lawyer to see if he could get him out of SEG early. And when I talked to him, he did not sound confident at all. He sounded like he was probably going to have to wait it out. But apparently there's precedent where lawyers can argue with the jail or something to get prisoners out of SEG under certain circumstances. And I don't know what those certain circumstances are. He just didn't sound very confident.
Well, one thing I think they cannot take away from him is the ability to receive mail. So
that's my understanding too.
So if people,
I sent him a ton of letters.
Yeah, if people want to help out nobody, one of the best things they can do, whether or not he's in SEG, but especially now that he is send him a letter. It's a way for him to pass some time. Especially if he's got some pencil and paper and can actually respond. Now, whether or not they're allowing him that is another question. But presumably they usually, in all but the most extreme circumstances, will allow somebody pencil and paper. So that gives him something to do. He can read your letter. He can spend time responding. It wasn't hard. Even though I didn't get a whole lot of mail, but I did get a couple pieces, maybe 2 to 3 every week, and I appreciate everybody that sent me a thing. Because, it's an easy way to kill an afternoon is just, responding to people's letters. So that's a good way to...
And just to reiterate the address to snail mail, nobody is on the crypto6.com website.
Yeah, get on over there, get that address down. And remember, when you send mail to jails like this, never put your return address on a sticker. I know a lot of people have those pre-made stickers with return addresses. They're super convenient. Don't use that because they rip those off the envelope.
Because
and then you'll never know how to write the person back.
You can't put any stickers on anything you send into jail because you could be hiding something underneath the sticker.
Right, like drugs or something.
And also don't use crayon. I used colored pencil and it got sent back.
Yeah.
Well, and also my mail to Rich got returned because I used my moniker, Clamoring, Well, instead of my, you know, full legal name. So yeah. That got returned.
Hey, Clamoring, keep us up to date on this, will you? If, you know, as okay. This develops, we definitely want to know. I'm sure our listeners want to know what's been going on as well. So thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yep. Get over to thecrypto6.com. The mailing address for Nobody is there. And write them a letter. It doesn't have to be long. If there's something you want to say to them, or you actually got some questions, shoot it over to them. We got more coming up here. You can join us, 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, the number for you to join. join us here if you want. 603-283-6160. The Porkfest program should return as of tomorrow. The folks there on the campgrounds didn't need a day off. Captain Kickass just showed up last night, so hopefully we'll be hearing from them on Friday night show. But for now, it's Ian with you.
And Bonnie.
And you can join us here, 603-283-6160. We just got an update on our friend and co-host Nobody, who is sadly still behind bars, having been denied bail, as I was also denied bail, but still waiting on his denial appeal. So he's appealing. We still don't know what the court date is going to be for that. And now they put him in solitary confinement because somebody picked a fight with him, allegedly over a broom.
Even though he didn't fight back.
Correct. And so now he's in solitary, and they've taken away his books from him, apparently. And so if you want to write to him, go to thecrypto6.com, and you can find the address there. So there's a little bit of good news here tonight, and when there's good news, I do like to talk about it. There's obviously a ton of bad news in the world. The federal government is evil and killing innocent people all around the planet, putting innocent, peaceful people behind bars, and the numbers in the millions here in the U.S. Record numbers of people in the U.S. are behind bars. It is the most incarcerating of all the states on the planet, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, we can go down the laundry list of terrible news. But there's a bright spot, and that bright spot is New Hampshire. And you and I were just discussing, actually, during the break, Bonnie, about some of the neat things about New Hampshire. Somebody was asking you about local farmers markets and such here in New Hampshire. I said, oh, well, that person might be interested in knowing New Hampshire is one of the top three, what they call, locavore states. And a locavore, as I understand it, is somebody who likes to consume food that was made locally. So whether it be fresh produce or meat from local cows and that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah. I'm always hearing about what is that farm around here people are always going to?
Bardo Farms is a Free Stater-run farm operation. And
where you can get meat.
They sell a lot of really fresh local meat. So New Hampshire is in the top three. It is number three on the list of the locavore states, and numbers one and two, I believe, are Vermont and Maine, or Maine and Vermont. I forget which order it is, but New Hampshire's right up there, so they're all very, very close. There's a lot of reasons to make the move up here to New Hampshire if you love the ideas of liberty, and we were just talking about in the last hour how places like Facebook are cracking down on quote-unquote extremism, encouraging people to snitch each other out. Look, libertarians are a group that is just spread out too far.
You don't want to be the only libertarian in a city.
No, and there's usually never more than a handful in one urban area, and those people can never have any kind of an impact. They never will. I mean, libertarians for years have been struggling all over the country to win the most basic and simple elections, and they can never even come close. They're rarely even getting more than 2% in most elections. So the system is designed to keep you out. The system is designed to keep libertarians from getting anywhere. And it's not a great system in New Hampshire. No system in none of the 50 states, none of those systems is going to be, kind to libertarians. But when we gather together in one geographic area, we have a level of influence we've never had before. And I want to give you a specific example of this. And there have been a lot of examples over the years of, legislation that has been influenced by Free Staters. Now, Free Stater is a member of the Free State Project or a participant in the Free State Project. And there are people who've migrated here who never signed up for the Free State Project, people like Aria, our co-host, or Captain Kickass. So there's probably hundreds, if not thousands, of people who've moved here who aren't Free Staters, but there are definitely identifiable Free State Project participants who have become members of the legislature here in New Hampshire. Now, they didn't get elected as libertarians, meaning they didn't run as a libertarian in the Libertarian Party and get elected, because that's very difficult. But they did run as, say, a Republican or a Democrat. Now, most of them have seemed to have chosen the Republican Party. Now, if there are some in the Democratic Party, they're not as loud about it. Maybe they're kind of keeping to themselves. Who knows what their strategy is there. But the Republicans have done very, very well. The Libertarians have sort of infiltrated the Republican Party here, and they've done a good job of it. And as a result of that, there's news over the last couple of weeks about what is being called a, quote, transformational budget. Now, I don't find budgets to be interesting at all. I find that sort of discussion to be boring And I don't want to get into the, you know, the ugly details of this budget. There's all kinds of information out there about that if that's what you want to look into. But what I think's interesting are some of the highlights here. Now, AFP of New Hampshire, that's the Americans for Prosperity, they have a quick rundown. And I want you to think about what's going on where you live as you hear this, as far as your government's budget. Now, look, I know most of us didn't vote for these people, right? Like, we don't support the state, but the state is what it is. People believe in it, and it's going to continue until people stop believing in it. So while states exist in people's minds, would you rather have your state increase its budget or reduce spending by 3%?
Reduce.
New Hampshire's budget, which is, it's passed, it's signed, it's going into effect, this isn't a debate anymore, it's done, is reducing its spending by 3%. It also phases out New Hampshire's only, what they call income tax. Now, New Hampshire doesn't have an income tax for individuals, but it does have what they call an interest and dividends tax. Don't ask me what that is, I have no idea.
And you know what's interesting about it going down 3%? It sounds like not a lot, but I always hear this idea all the time of people like libertarians saying, once the government takes the power, they don't give it back. The government only gets bigger. It doesn't get smaller. And that seemed like a defeatist attitude to me.
But it seems generally true.
It seems generally true, but I also always think about every time I hear that, like, that just sounds like defeatist attitude. Like, I'm sure there's ways to reel it back, you know, reel it
there
back.
There are, but you have to have concerted effort. You have to have concentrated effort of enough people who actually give a damn and who are willing to do something about it. And that's the whole point behind the Liberty migration to New Hampshire, is to get people who are sick and tired of losing, sick and tired of failing, which is what the libertarians have been doing for decades everywhere, sick of that, and look, there's nothing wrong with a strategic retreat. Yes, you are admitting, by leaving where you are, you're admitting the failure of the Liberty movement where you are. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's like, hey, look, this isn't working out. And the same thing's true of any relationship, right? Like, if you're in an abusive relationship, if you're in a relationship, even if it's not abusive, that's just, you're not happy.
Yeah,
it's not working. There's nothing wrong with admitting, hey, look, we're not right for each other. We're gone. See ya. Have a nice day. Have a nice life. And you know what? I wish that to the people in Florida. Have a great life. It's nice and warm down there. I get it. Like, I realize why people want to stay there.
Too warm.
But the government's huge, and it's not getting smaller. Phases out New Hampshire's interest and dividends tax. Gives tax relief to employers. Creates education freedom accounts. Reduces the state's meals and rooms tax. I didn't see this one coming. Now, it's not a huge reduction. They took it from 9%, which is high.
What is the meals and rooms tax?
If you go out to eat in New Hampshire, it's a tax. That's the tax on your bill. So if you look at your bill for any prepared foods.
And rooms would be hotels?
Hotels or even camping facilities. So that went down by 0.5%. It went down from 9% to 8.5%. Again, it's not like, you know, they're burning the government down or anything like that here. But is this happening where you live? And that's an honest question. Are state government budgets getting lower anywhere else in the United States? I mean, it's possible. Maybe Iowa or something like, or Idaho. Or if you know if there's any other states doing this, let us know. 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times, higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Goldco to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC says they've seen a slight rise in new COVID cases over the last week. Cases are of 10%, something CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky blames on the Delta variant of the virus.
We continue to see overall low numbers of cases, hospitalizations, and deaths. However, looking state by state and county by county, it is clear that communities where people remain unvaccinated are communities that remain vulnerable. This is all true as we monitor the continued spread of the hyper-transmissible Delta variant.
And Trump Organization CFO Alan Weisselberg is free on bail after pleading not guilty to charges relating to an alleged scheme to dodge taxes on compensation. The organization itself and the Trump Parole Corporation have also pled not guilty. Weisselberg and the two entities face 15 felony charges, including conspiracy, grand larceny, and falsifying business records. This is USA Radio News. The Supreme Court upheld several voting restrictions in Arizona, ruling that the measures were not racially discriminatory. The state was challenged over limits on who can return early ballots for someone else and a rule that ballots cast at the wrong precinct would not be counted. Ilya Shapiro is the vice president of the Cato Institute and director of the Robert A. Levy Center for Constitutional Studies, and he tells CBS News that the measures that were challenged are common in many other states.
The court decided that both of these provisions, as I said, which are pretty common across the country, do not violate that key provision of the Voting Rights Act because they don't cause a huge burden on minorities relative to whites, because it's not an uncommon type of burden that's put in place. There's kind of a lot of factors that courts are to consider that the Supreme Court gave guidance to. But at the end of the day, they said this was kind of a common rule, that there's no showing that it was racially motivated or that has a huge or disproportionate impact on members of racial minorities.
This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The number, if you want to join in here, 603-283-6160. And I really want to know. I don't know how to do the research. I'm not going to spend the time on it because, you know, I got other things to do. But
there's not a freedom migration to any other states, though.
No, not of any sort of meaningful. I mean, there was once this thing called Free State Wyoming, but their website, I think, is either gone or hasn't been updated in more than a decade. So I'm pretty sure that never really went anywhere. There's like a handful of people that moved for that. So there's not really anything significant. There's nothing else really competing with the New Hampshire freedom migration in any meaningful way. But does, you know, I do wonder, are there other states where the legislature has actually passed a reduction in the state budget, reducing spending by 3%? These changes, according to AFP New Hampshire, that were voted in, and by a close margin, and we'll talk about that in a moment, reduce property taxes by $100 million.
Wow. I just can't see any other state doing it, because any state that's majority Republican or majority Democrat, it only makes sense that they would want to spend more. The Republicans, they're just socialists who believe that you should pay for their protective services.
Well, right. Generally, Republicans say they're against government getting bigger, but then they make the government bigger if you elect them.
Yeah.
And to be fair, most of the years over the last decade, I don't think we've seen this kind of budget reduction in New Hampshire. So I believe it happened in 2011, and it happened again this year. So it hasn't been every year, but that's because we're still growing. The movement here is still growing.
This year is the most libertarians that have ever been in the House or whatever it's called.
Yeah, the State House. And in fact, I'm glad you brought that up, Bonnie, because I actually pulled up
the numbers. And in fact, the guys on the air from ForkFest the other night were talking about these numbers without actually having them in front of them. And it's like, no, those aren't the right numbers. So I got the numbers here. This is the 2020 Liberty ratings. Now, this is a yearly calculation. There's, by the way, 400 state representatives in New Hampshire. There's 24 senators, state senators, 400 representatives. That's more than any other state has. It is the largest representative body in the United States, and I believe the third largest in the Western world.
It's the most representatives in any state, or it's the most per capita?
No, the most.
Wow, that's crazy because it's such a tiny state.
It's the most per capita by far, I suspect.
Wow, that's
insane. It's just the most, period.
Let's explain what that means. That means that you're being represented more if you
which
live.
Is a load of garbage anyway. There's no way
true.
You can be represented by any person because everybody disagrees on things. But what it does mean is that there are a small number of people who are quote unquote represented in New Hampshire by each of these reps. Because if you actually do the math, you take 1.3, 1.4 million people and you divide that by 400. And last time I checked, it comes out to like 3,500.
Well, that's still a lot.
Well,
but still,
it's actually small enough to where you, yeah, it's actually 3,500. If it was 1.4 million people, and we're not quite that many people yet in New Hampshire, it's around there, 3,500 per, you can run into these people at the grocery store.
That's true.
There's a chance that the representative that, is quote-unquote your representative probably lives somewhat nearby to your house. And, in fact, New Hampshire is so small and the representatives are so accessible here. And this is one of the reasons why New Hampshire was chosen as the destination state, because you can actually make an impact here in the political system.
Especially if you're moving in more libertarians.
That's right. And so let me give you another example, though. The state representatives only get paid $100 a year. And it's also true of the state senators. $100 a year plus a small gas stipend. The gas stipend differs based on where they live. So if they're up in the North Country, they have to drive further. They get a larger, payment than people that live in Concord, for instance, to go to the state house. So they don't get paid a whole lot. So it's nearly a volunteer position. And that attracts kind of a different type of person. It's less likely to attract a lawyer, which is your typical state reps in most places are attorneys, because they get paid well and, they get benefits and they can make laws, right? Like, that's what attorneys want to do. They want to make more laws so they can hire, people have to hire more attorneys for stuff. In New Hampshire, that's not necessarily the case.
Seems like a conflict of interest.
It definitely is. And so in New Hampshire, the state representatives do not have offices. Like in a lot of places, in a lot of states, you can go to the office of the person who's the state rep in, like, the state capital, so in Florida and Tallahassee or wherever. They probably have offices, if not in their own town. There's no office in the state house for the 400 representatives. They have mailboxes. That's all they get. They get a locker. They literally have a locker, like, at school. That's it. There's one secretary that answers the phones and forwards calls to voicemails. That's it.
I've heard people say that it's a lot easier to get on the phone with these people in New Hampshire.
Oh, yeah. I'll say that because I've done it. Back in the day when we were calling around about, for instance, ending the war on marijuana, and people were being encouraged to call various different state reps, you can call, and in a lot of cases, you're calling their home phone number or even their cell phone number. I've had state reps answer the phone and say, I'm in the middle of a meeting, I'll call you back. I've had, their child pick up the phone on their landline at their residence, like, hello? And then I'll say, is your mom there? And they'll get them on the phone. So that's something that doesn't happen in other places. It just doesn't happen. The representatives in other states have staff members. They have gatekeepers. They have secretaries.
More spending.
Yeah, more spending, more costs. So I was telling you about the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, which does ratings on all of the 400 state reps. Every year they do ratings and they figure out, they look at different bills that these people voted on, and they decide whether or not the person voted in a pro-liberty manner or in an anti-liberty manner. And then they do a calculation of, what's the total? How many bills did they vote in the right way, meaning pro-liberty, and how many did they vote the wrong way? And they figure out whether they're an A-rated rep or a B or C or D or E or F or D or F, I think. And then there's below F, there's constitutional threat, CT. Constitutional threat is like the worst possible rating that you can get. According to the 2020 ratings, there are 23 state reps with what is considered an A-plus rating. That means they scored 97 to 100% on this survey. And I'm sorry, it's not a survey. It's an actual, this is actually about their votes. They do surveys of potential candidates, like they rate potential candidates, like people who are running for office as well. But this is of the state representatives. 38 of them are A-rated reps. And that means they scored between 92 and 97%.
So just in the A and A-plus, that's over 50.
That's correct. And that's, yeah, it's actually 61.
100.
61
I mean, 400.
Out of 400. So that's 15. It's over 15%. Now, if you go to the story, there's a story at New Hampshire Journal here that says the vote on this budget. Remember, this budget is cutting the budget 3%. It's cutting property taxes by $100 million and does other good things. This was a vote of 198 to 181. So if we didn't have the Liberty reps that are in the state legislature, this may not have passed. But because we do have Liberty reps, this went through. And in fact, and I didn't even give you the A minuses. Let's look at the A minuses. There's another 27 A minuses. So we're talking about
89.
Yeah. We're talking about a lot. 88 people. 88 people are A-rated reps. Thrown another 33 B-pluses, and, you know, you're well over 100. You're at over a quarter of the state legislature that is either A-rated or a B-plus rated state rep. Now, there's a large number of F-rated reps and 107 constitutional threats.
Wow.
So, I mean, this we still have some work to do, but the fact is the budget is going down. And that is worth mentioning. So, again, I do want to know, is there any state government out there that has seen a budget reduction this year?
I mean, are there any that aren't constitutional threats in a place like California?
Oh, absolutely not. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And again, we're just getting started. The Free State Project just completed its five-year move window. And, of course, more people are moving all the time. In fact, I think 2021 is going to be a record year. 2020 was a record year for people moving, Liberty people moving to New Hampshire. There's more coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa, don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, open phones. If you want to join in here, I do want to know if you know. Are there any state governments that actually passed a lower budget this year? New Hampshire did. And it thanks largely in part to what are called the Liberty State Representatives. They have what they call the Freedom Caucus here in New Hampshire. And it is made up of not just free staters, but also New Hampshire natives who love the ideas of liberty and most of the time vote for them. Now, if you've got a B-plus or an A-minus on the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance ratings that we were talking about, where they actually rate all the 400 state reps, that means you're not a total libertarian. Because, you know, you messed up on some stuff. Like, an A-minus rating is 87 to 92%, according to this. So, you know, you got it right 9 out of 10 times. And that's pretty good. That's not bad at all. Of course, Constitutional Threats got it right less than 15% of the time.
Wow.
So they don't even chart. And if you want to learn more about this, go to nhliberty.org. Some people sometimes ask, you know, how can I help you guys up in New Hampshire? Well, if you can't move, you should move. If you can, you know, make it out of where you live, there's no better time to get out of a statist place than now. Because it's not getting better out there. It's getting worse with all the lockdowns and the mandates and so on. I think that's a reason why a lot of people came to the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year. And a lot of the people who came to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, hey, they got the experience of what it's like to be around other people who care about freedom. And you know what? It's a nice experience.
It's a really crazy different experience. And I talk about this pretty much every time I'm on the show. But it's such a crazy difference, the experience of living in San Antonio, where, like, I had good friends that I liked and everything, and I still love a lot of my friends from there, but I wouldn't even begin to talk about my true feelings about things with them, because all they knew was, oh, Lady Gaga says that we should vote for Biden, you know? And
yeah,
going from
hard.
That to coming here where people just really understand, like, oh, I don't want to, you know, force my opinion on you or cause violence to happen to you. Like, it's really great.
That's your friend group here now.
Yep. Yeah.
And you actually didn't get to go to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. You live here.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know what it's like to actually be here every single day. The Porcupine Freedom Festival, it gives you a little taste of what it could be like if we actually had, you know, thousands more people here in a concentration to where we actually have community. And we do have a community here that's unprecedented. I mean, how many other libertarian movements out there can say they have one state representative, let alone 20 plus?
Or weekly meetings every single week in your town?
Well, I mean, libertarians in some cities have weekly meetings. We had a weekly meeting, or actually,
we have more like three times a week meetings.
Yeah, we've got crypto meetups, we've got social meetups. There's actual activism going on pretty often up here. So, you know,
I have a deep heart-to-heart conversation with at least, you know, three people, three times a week. About, you know, the ideas of liberty.
It's a nice feeling.
Doesn't happen anywhere else.
And here's another nice feeling. Look, I'm not a fan of the political system. I think it's awful.
I don't even like to think about it.
Yeah, it's a pain in the butt. It's hard to change. But the reality is people still believe in it. I don't believe in the idea of the state. But as long as people do, the state will continue to exist, at least in people's minds, right? The state's just a concept. It's just an idea. If people were to change their minds about it and stop believing in it, then all these state people would just look like crazies.
Yeah.
Right?
No, I'm telling you, you have to pay me for that.
Look at this piece of paper over here. It says that you owe me this money, right? Like,
yeah.
What? But here's the other thing. It's like, okay, yeah, the state sucks. Yeah, political system's awful. But the reality is the free staters here, the liberty activists, they've been successful. Here's a great example. The House leader, the speaker, he's not the Speaker of the House, he's the House Republican leader. So the Speaker of the House is the number one, right? They run the thing, like they run the state house. They've got the gavel, you know, they make decisions on when someone has to stop talking and things like that, right? And if the Republicans are in charge of the state house, meaning, you know, it's 400 people, right? So if there's more than half are Republicans, then it's the Republicans who choose the speaker. And then the next second place person in the state house is the House Republican leader. If the Democrats are in charge, the Democrats choose the speaker, and the second place person is the House Democrat leader. So the House Democrat leader still exists, they're just not the person in charge, right? See what I'm saying? So they're sort of the person in charge of the Republicans. Now, obviously the Republicans can do what they want, the Democrats can do what they want as far as voting, but the Democrats really crack the whip, from what I understand, over their members more so than the Republicans.
Makes sense. They're a little more authoritarian. A little.
That's not to say there aren't authoritarian Republicans as well.
Yeah,
but
that's what I'm saying.
But here's the thing. Longtime listeners of Free Talk Live will recognize this name. Jason Osborne. Jason Osborne is now the House Republican leader. And I say longtime listeners will recognize Jason Osborne's name because Jason Osborne for many years was Free Talk Live's number one sponsor.
Sickle CII?
Yes, that's right. And you weren't even listening back then, and you know about it.
Just because I asked you about it, because it's such a strange word. I didn't know what it meant.
Sickle CII was his company, and I think still is, that does collections. They actually do collections on, like, college debts and things like that. And he found Free Talk Live years ago, I think before he moved to New Hampshire, and started sponsoring our show as, like, what I would call an angel sponsor, which an angel sponsor is somebody who doesn't really think they're going to get any benefit from doing the advertising, because, like, how many people listening to us on the radio or on podcast are a company that, you know, needs to collect on their debts? Probably not a whole lot of people are, you know, potential market for him. But he sponsored our show because we're the only libertarian radio show out there. And we're doing something that's never been done before. And he wanted to get behind us. That man, who probably would define himself, I don't know if he would, you know, admit this to his Republican buddies, but he probably would define himself as a voluntarist or an anarchist. He's a principled liberty guy. That's why he backed this show for many years. He's now the House Republican leader. That same guy, that same Jason Osborne, who I suspect when he moved here never would have considered himself to be that person, like to never be in this political position. I'm sure would have disgusted him when he first moved here. But there he is.
It's an actual example. It sounds like an actual example of somebody who is being a servant, you know, to his community,
mm-hmm.
which is what representatives are supposed to be. It's not supposed to be a thing that you do to go get rich.
Right. Well, you're not going to get rich in New Hampshire doing it.
Exactly.
It's $100 a year.
It sounds a lot more likely that people who want to make a change can make a change here, and it's not vacation dream, a job that gets you, you know, rich and all these favors.
Right. Now, I'm not a name-dropping kind of person, right? Like, generally, politicians don't impress me. I don't care about politicians generally. But I could tell you this. I didn't know any of them in Florida. Didn't know a single one of them. Didn't want to know any of them. But up here, I know multiple state representatives. I mean, just looking at the top A-plus rated state reps, I know a bunch of these people.
Mark Warden must be on there, right?
Mark Warden is in there. He's actually a multiple-time winner of the... there's like an award for like the best of the best of the top A-plus reps, and he's won that award more than once. Longtime sponsor also of Free Talk Live.
Still is.
Mike Sylvia, longtime listener here of Free Talk Live. Like, it's noteworthy because these are supporters of this show. So these aren't just like, you know, some politician that we like or whatever. These are people that actually care about freedom, that a lot of them moved here as part of the Free State Project, and they're great folks. So that's just, you know, the important thing I wanted to share with you tonight about the success story that is this New Hampshire freedom migration. And there's nothing else out there like it. And, okay, yes, I will, you know, I'm the first to admit, I was not happy with what happened in New Hampshire as a result of the 2020 COVID crackdowns. And in fact, they did actually put in here some changes to hold the governor more accountable in future states of emergency.
It wasn't great anywhere in the world, though. There wasn't one place in the world where it was great last year, or 2020.
And the article I have here doesn't cover the reforms that they made in that way, but that was one of the things that they sort of held the budget hostage, basically, and said, you know, they basically put the governor in a position where he had to sign this thing, and that it didn't neuter him entirely or anything like that, but it was some steps in the right direction. And we can only make those steps, and in politics it's always baby steps in the right direction. It's frustrating, but that's just the reality of it. We can only make those steps if we have a concentration of freedom people in one place. And that's what's happening here. You can learn more about this migration. Of course, there are a lot of people that are celebrating it right now at ForkFest. Go to ForkFest.party, and you can still get up there for the weekend. It's not too late. Friday, Saturday, those are going to be good days to be there. They're going to do a big fireworks show on Saturday, so get on up there if you can to Rogers Campground. But get up here generally and make the move, make the migration here to New Hampshire. You can go to move.shiresociety.com to learn more about it. And we'll continue with hour number three on the way here. The hedge fund, the GameStop hedge fund, they're out of business. We'll tell you more about it coming up.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at GoldCo to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.